Book 1. Little Boy Lost. A teenage girl wearing a neon green plastic poncho, naked underneath, stumbled along a dark road. She was scared out of her mind and in pain, the cramps coming like repeated blows to her gut and getting worse. Blood had started coming out of her a while ago, and now it was running fast and hot down her legs. What had she done? People always told her she was a smart kid, but, and this was a fact, she'd made a horrible mistake, and if she didn't get help soon, she was going to die. But where was she? She had the sense that she was walking in circles but getting nowhere. During the day, the area around Lake Merced was full of traffic. Joggers, cyclists, a steady stream of cars on the road around the lake. But at night, it was completely deserted. The darkness was bad enough, but now fog filled the basin. She couldn't see further than a few yards in front of her, and she was really scared. Her feet dragged. She really couldn't lift them. And then she felt herself fading out, just leaving her body. She reached out to brace her fall, and her hand found the trunk of a tree. She gripped it with both hands and held on hard to the rough bark until she felt rooted in the black, moonless night. Oh my God, where am I now? Two cars had already passed her without stopping, and now she thought of abandoning her plan to flag down a car and return to the house. The girl stumbled forward, looking for light, any light. Blood was running faster out of her body, dripping down her legs, and she felt so faint that her legs hardly held her up. As she pushed herself forward, she stubbed her toe on something hard and unforgiving, a root or a stone, and she pitched forward. She put out her hands, bracing for the fall. Her chin and knees and palms took the brunt of it, but she was all right. Panting from the pain, the girl got to her feet. She could make out the trees along the roadside, the eucalyptus and the pines looming overhead, grasses scratched.